Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering services for athletes at every level and age. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Less than 10% of airplane pilots are women. If you discount student pilots, about 6% of pilots are women. The average pilot today is a white man in his early 60s. Boeing's Workforce Outlook says 612,000 new pilots will be needed in commercial aviation alone over the next 20 years. That's why it's notable that three women pilots graduated last week from Eastern Mennonite University's Lancaster campus with Bachelor of Science degrees in leadership and organizational management with an aviation concentration. One of them is on today's Smart Talk. Welcome, Noelle Yorgi, and also Director of Aviation, John Seipel. I want to welcome you to the program. Noelle, let me start with you. You and your fellow graduates, two fellow pilot graduates, have been extremely busy over the past week or so, graduating last week. And Ivy Kreiser, by the way, was scheduled to be on the program with us this morning, but she got called out to pilot a flight. It's been a whirlwind, hasn't it?
It has. From a helicopter entrance to our graduation to speaking engagements to recognizing our director for one of his achievements in the aviation world as well. It has been a whirlwind, but it has been a wonderful whirlwind.
So what made you want to fly?
So when I was about 15, my family and I visited a missions aviation organization in Florida called Agape Flights. And seeing flight used to serve others in a way that I hadn't really ever experienced really inspired that desire to fly. And I actually pursued business prior to that, but then God called me back to aviation and I found EMU and here I am 4 years later.
As I mentioned in the introduction, there are relatively few women pilots, but that didn't stop you though. Did you even think about that?
Not really. Starting joining EMU, I was the last one accepted into the program, so I didn't really know what students were in that first cohort. So I was very surprised when I saw Ivy and Sienna, my other classmate, in the program, and then to be the last three to finish. I would say that we really never thought much of about it as being women. We really thought of ourselves more as just pilots, just as everyone else that we fly with on a day-to-day. But we definitely are proud of the accomplishment and grateful for the opportunity we've had over the last 4 years.
I'm sure you got a lot of praise and a lot of people that were pushing you along because you've done quite well, the three of you. But did you ever have someone say, well, women don't fly planes?
Not so much. I know some of my classmates have had some interesting conversations, but more so it's really been, especially at Aerotech Services where we fly, they have really promoted us and it's never been women don't fly planes. It's been anybody can fly planes. And, you know, if that is the skill that you desire and you're attuned to, then go for it.
I hate to go as far as saying you're pioneers, but it is still notable that the three of you are doing this. What are you certified to fly now?
So I have my commercial multi-engine rating. I have my commercial certificate and my multi-engine rating that allows me to, the simplest way to put it is fly for hire and then fly aircraft with two engines with some restrictions, of course. And then I also have my certified flight instructor or CFI certificate, which allows me to teach people to fly and an instrument rating. So that allows you to fly in the clouds with reference to your instruments instead of looking outside.
Do you have any jobs lined up?
Yeah. So currently I actually work in IT. As far as flight specific jobs, looking at some potential teaching opportunities, because I'm an academic, I'd consider myself, and really enjoy inspiring other people in what I love to do. And will probably pursue flight instructing in the near future.
So flight instructing is kind of what you see in your future.
Yeah. So a lot of pilots will use flight instructing to build hours to then pursue other opportunities. My classmate Ivy, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, she pursued flight instructing and was able to teach for about a year, and now she is flying Learjets for a private charter. So it's a stepping stone for some, it's a career for others, but it's a great way to see and build confidence and experience in ways that you didn't have time to as a student.
That figure that I quoted in my introduction, that Boeing says that we'll need 612,000 new pilots worldwide over the next 20 years. And that's just commercial pilots. Now, that could be an airliner or a Learjet, as you were talking about. But do you have any aspiration to fly for a major carrier?
I'm kind of unique in some ways, because I don't necessarily have a desire to fly for a commercial carrier at this point. I think the experience would be invaluable, and I'm not going to write it off. But I have a lot of interest in a lot of other areas of the flight world that I didn't really know existed prior to joining the industry, prior to joining the program. So really was grateful for EMU to kind of exposing me to all that an aviation degree can afford in the future.
John Seipel is the Director of Aviation at EMU. John, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Tell us about these three young women.
Yes, they're outstanding young women, and they've just excelled through the whole program, both in academics and in flying. You could just imagine the thrill of seeing them graduate last Friday night. This is our first graduating class, so the program has come to maturity in these 4 years that they've been involved, and we're just so anxious to see what they're going to do in this world of aviation.
What skills are needed to be a pilot?
Yes, you can imagine that motor skills are important. I mean, it is the physical manipulation of the controls. Multitasking is important. You have to process a lot of information simultaneously. You've been going around basically in two dimensions as a terrestrial being for your whole life, but also there's this third dimension in which you have to navigate. Obviously, there's academics. I mean, there's academics. Probably one of the most important things is dedication. It's a ambitious program, because on top of the academics that everyone has in college, you have this added flight training.
I mentioned to Noel about the Boeing saying there's 612,000 needed in the next 20 years. As someone who is a veteran pilot yourself, what do you think about that? I mean, most pilots today look like you and me, white men in our early 60s. Now, I know how old you are, John, so I'm only seeing you on Zoom. But, I'll say they look like me, white guys in our early 60s. How do we get more women, more people of color who are flying planes?
Yes, and it is changing. I mean, and we're doing our part at EMU, right? because we have these three women graduates, and we have more women coming behind as well. I think it's a matter of promoting aviation among largely in high school students and even junior high, and we're certainly trying to do that. And making sure that a broad spectrum of the population understands all the opportunities in aviation. Yes, I think we need to specifically reach out to young women. we need to reach out to communities that have been disadvantaged, and we actually are doing that.
You know, I'm curious, Noel. You said that Florida was the first time you thought about becoming a pilot when you were 15. Was it even mentioned as a possibility in high school?
You know, that's a good question. I don't remember it being offered or mentioned or encouraged, really. That experience in Florida was really what kind of triggered. Nothing that I have of a memory is inside a high school. So Mr. Seibel has a really good point that's a key place.
Well, see, John, that would seem to be an issue if there aren't young people thinking that, hey, this is something I can do. And let's face it, it's probably a good paying job. And you get to travel all over the world. We only have a minute left. You know, I think that we have to maybe have a change in thinking amongst our high schools.
Well, we certainly do, and there are people reaching out into the high schools and making guidance counselors and others aware of the opportunities. And of course, part of that is getting young women such as Michelle and perhaps women of color, men of color, you know, who are doing this, getting them out in front of these folks, and so they can identify that, oh boy, somebody like me can do what Noel has done.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you for being with us. Noel Yorgi, who has told us today that she'd like to teach, but who knows, she may be wearing a captain's hat someday in the future. And Director of Aviation, John Seibel at EMU, Eastern Mennonite University's Lancaster campus. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.